Minister of Transport and Communications, John Mutawa, encouraged residents of the Kavango regions to consider using air travel for long distances, such as from Windhoek to Rundu and vice versa. He highlighted that air travel is not only cost-effective but also faster, making it an attractive option for reaching their destinations. Minister Mutawa conveyed this message during a consultative meeting held on Monday with the top leadership of Fly Namibia, the local airline, and regional leaders from the Kavango regions. The meeting was organized in collaboration with local leadership from both Kavango regions to discuss the Eros to Rundu airline route, which operates 3 days a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Reports indicate that this particular airline route has been struggling with low customer numbers, sometimes carrying only one or two passengers. The airline's leadership even considered the possibility of closing the route due to its apparent lack of business viability. Minister Mutawa shared a personal example of flying from Windhoek to Rundu on June 14, 2023, using Fly Namibia, where he was the sole passenger on that particular flight. "Even as we came today for this meeting, there were six of us attending, and the regular passengers were only two," remarked the concerned transportation minister. He further highlighted the advantages of air travel compared to driving by car, noting that driving from Windhoek to Rundu requires a significant amount of time, ranging from 6 to 9 hours, and entails expenses for fuel, food, and accommodation. In contrast, air travel is swift, provides onboard meals, and ensures passengers arrive at their destination feeling refreshed. Andre Compion, managing director of Fly Namibia, echoed the minister's sentiments, emphasizing that air travel is the optimal choice for business travelers. He pointed out that traveling to and from Rundu by air takes just 1 hour and 20 minutes, compared to the 9-hour road journey, with the added benefit of avoiding accommodation expenses. Compion also expressed concerns that if the route's business viability does not improve, there could be a potential risk of closure, particularly considering the airline's operational costs are primarily in US dollars. The meeting drew attendance from both Kavango regional governors, local councillors, business representatives, and government department heads. The meeting ended with an agreement to work together to promote air travel in the Kavango regions and to encourage more people to use this mode of transportation.